Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Ryan.
Yeah.
Start the podcast.
Welcome everybody to episode 182. Three,
yes,
of the Super Mega Podcast, or you know, the Super Mega Cast, with your host, me, Ryan McGee, and my co-host. Well, sorry, I'm co-host Ryan McGee, and the other host is Matt Watson.
Thanks, man. Thanks for bringing me in.
Yeah,
I had a real bad experience about 30 seconds ago before starting.
Because you spilled some juice?
No. I picked up a can that I thought was the drink I was drinking, took a swig. It was from probably about a week ago.
Been doing that a lot.
Some mold was in it. Definitely tasted the mold. Yeah. Yeah, I got to stop. It's because I'm drinking so many goddamn sparkling waters every day. I drink like six, and then I don't always throw them away. And that's the problem, because there'll be like one sip. I got to throw them away. I just got to get better about throwing them away. And I'm an idiot. And because there's so many cans everywhere, I forget, like, is this an old one or is this, I guess I'll open a new one. And then I'm wasting it. It's just a good way to stay hydrated. I'm sipping these Trader Joe's sparkling waters with blueberry
like
lemonade.
It looked like a Minute Maid logo at first. I was like, is that just lemonade?
Are you drinking
pink lemonade, dude?
Dude,
I used to love pink lemonade.
Pink lemonade is
the powdered, I think it was just the Minute Maid. No, they're in the barrels.
Yeah.
Like a wooden, that's Minute Maid, right?
That's Minute Maid.
Yeah, you just whoosh, and then
shit burn my throat though.
Oh, lemonade always does that. Now, dude, Jackson bought some lemonade, and so I pour myself a cup, and you know, I'm drinking it, and I'm just like, maybe I just didn't notice it when I was a kid, or maybe it's because I don't know what it is, but that shit burns my chest.
Oh, it burns everything, man. It's just straight acid. Lemonade is three ingredients: water, sugar, and acid, essentially. Just lemon juice.
Acid?
Yeah. Like LSD. It's just LSD, water, and sugar. I don't really drink lemonade that often just because it hurts my throat and my chest so much. I get such bad heartburn when I drink shit like that.
Sucks to suck.
Yeah, it does.
Sorry.
You don't have to apologize for anything, man. Just take pride a sec. Okay, well, let's move on then.
Okay.
Dude, I can't do this much longer if you're going to treat me like this on the podcast.
Sorry.
I'm out of Super Mega. I leave.
I wish that's how I handled every interaction.
No, too bad.
It's like it makes me better.
Yep, it does. What's funny?
Your face.
It is.
I know.
Isn't it?
It is.
I know.
Yeah.
What about it?
It just seems goofy.
Thanks, I know.
It's not goofy. You're a handsome young man.
I know.
Oh, that's wonderful. But not in a, like, if that happened in real life, I'd be annoyed.
I know you would. It's so annoying, dude. It's like that. I knew someone like that once where they would.
What's their name?
I don't know.
Dox him.
It's my cousin.
Oh,
my cousin.
The cousin?
No, not that cousin.
Okay.
I had a cousin that used to do that when we were kids. He'd be like, I know. Yep. And he would just go, I remember one time we were in a big fight and he was pissing me off and he kept going,
Didn't you punch him?
That was a different cousin.
Okay.
I was like, stop. And he goes, And I was like, stop. And he does it, but like he would turn his head up a little bit with each one, like, And he was walking out of the room and I'd be like, shut up.
And he'd slowly look back and go, and I was, oh, it makes my blood boil.
Why didn't you go beat him up? Beat up the little nerd.
I would have gotten in trouble with my mom and his mom.
Give him a fucking noogie. Teach him a lesson, you know?
I'd push
boys
him
will be
wall.
Boys, man.
No, I would have gotten in a lot of trouble. And then my mom be like, well, you're a bully, Matthew. And I'm like, he was being, but because I'm the older cousin, you know, it's like that whole thing when you're kids. He's only 2 years, 3 years younger than me, but it's like when you're kids, it's like he can, you know, they can be as immature as they want and annoying. But because I'm older, it's
your
my
responsibility
yeah. to be an adult about the situation. So it's like if he's doing that and I grab him and I smash his puny little fucking head through the drywall, I'm the one that gets in trouble because it's like you're the older one. You know, you should know better.
I do like Reddit videos of like kids messing with older kids or adults. And all of a sudden, like the adult will like push him down. And it's like you just realize it's like that kid is messing with just a force that he has no idea exists.
It's a reality check for those kids.
Good. They need it, I think, some of them.
No, I've seen videos where it's like, it'll be like an 11-year-old that's just being a complete asshole to someone, and the person will just like...
Like slapping them and shit.
Yeah, and then the person will just like use their foot just to swipe them down, and they fall so fast. And I gotta say, it's satisfying.
I saw one where some guy
kids
just picked
immune.
Someone up and threw them on the ground. And the kid just was like... It always ends with them crying and running off to their mammies.
Kids got to learn something.
Can't go run off to your mammies.
You're hiding behind your mother's skirt, Clyde Cash. Bro, what were you doing just there?
Scratching my balls, dude.
Yeah, I could tell, man. That looked nice. That looked like a very satisfying ball scratch.
It was. Sometimes you get the satisfying ones.
Sometimes you just got to get in there deep. You know what I'm saying?
You do, and it feels good. It
feels great, man. We watched Parasite last night.
It was like my third or fourth time. I want to say fourth time. But it was your second.
It's my second.
What did you think about it? Knowing everything from A to B, what was going to happen, how was it now, like, going back through the film?
Just as enjoyable.
Right?
And I saw...
Doesn't yeah. Like, it's like, it clears it up. It's like, oh, that's why, you know, for example, that's why it won Best Picture. That's why I loved it so much originally. That's why I had such a good experience in the theaters. It wasn't just edibles. It was
I think... Gross, dude.
Anyways,
what I was saying was I think that I noticed a lot more things that I'm like, oh, I noticed that now, like foreshadowing things and stuff that I wouldn't have caught the first time I watched it. No spoilers. There was just one shot that still I'm like very impressed by, but it's brutal and they just made it look really real. A certain someone gets a certain
yeah,
and it looks really real.
Maybe I'll bleep some of that. A certain bleep gets a certain bloop bloop onto their bloop.
It just looks very real. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking phenomenon, dude.
Well, the part that always, I will, I don't know what the time code would be, but I just want to talk about something that I noticed. And it was just like, he did it so effectively and I want to rave about it,
just
but
skip
I can't without
skip ahead a little bit,
spoiling it. But the people who listen to just audio don't get the luxury of seeing the time code.
Just do a little, tap the little plus 15 seconds thing.
No, I don't want people to, this is a movie that I want people to.
Well, if they really don't want it spoiled, they'll just, whoop.
No, they'll just turn this podcast off?
No, they'll skip ahead a little bit.
Yeah, but then they'll be in fear of getting in the middle of the spoiler.
They won't get in the middle of it.
Yeah, we'll.
No, they won't. We'll do it quick.
Oh, will we?
Don't you want to talk about movies?
I do so bad.
Yeah, we're giving a fair spoiler warning right now. That's a fair spoiler warning.
I'll put up the time code here. I will, Ryan. You don't, Ryan. Editing this. Put the time code here.
For audio listeners of the podcast, skip the time code 10 minutes and 40 seconds to remain spoiler free. If you'd like to listen to more Super Mega, turn over the tape.
Anyways, so what I found so effective was the part when the protagonist family, the mother of that family, kicks the ex-housekeeper down the stairs,
mm-hmm.
and then she hits her head. What I found so effective and that I love about the directing and the writing is that he does it so in a way that you're shocked by it happening, but it's because of the things that he leads up to in terms of like the little cookie crumbs he's leading up to that to make it really hit. Like, while this is going on, there's a time constraint already in place. But before that, you're like, oh, the family's on their way. Then it's like 8 minutes away. You're like, fuck, they're really in a hurry. So they're going through, there's kind of like a comedic hurry. Like, we got to get this you know, everything.
Mom and dad are going to be home soon.
Yeah.
Clean up the party.
You know, I got to cook. I got to find out what this shit is. And so there's this part where the ex-housekeeper is running up the stairs because the family's finally home and she's going to reveal this, you know, this secret. So there's a comedic punch in the very next thing with the mother kicking her. It's like this oof, and the, you're laughing and you're watching her tumble down the stairs like, ooh. So you're kind of like, you have this kind of laughter. You have a smile on your face. She hits that concrete. There's no sound effect. It's just a poof.
And the music stops.
And the music stops. And all of a sudden, it's just all of that leading up to that one moment that makes you go from smiling to just like, Jesus.
You're just like, oh,
and
shit.
And it's so effective to use something comedic right before smashing to something that should be serious. Because it's not only a jarring image, but the emotions evoked through the scene is also jarring. It was just... I just had to rant about just that one little piece that I loved.
And really,
there's so much, and there's so much more throughout the whole movie. Like the part where there's certain blocking that they do where I'm like, he put thought into that. Like when the mother is talking about her child and the child starts playing from the right side of the room to the left side. They had to like, that's choreographed for him to go that way, but they make it seem so natural to where it's like, I'm glad they added these little details to make the conversation feel more real and the house more lived in instead of just an A and B shot direct. Like the camera work is so particular. And there's so much I love about that movie. And I'll end spoilers here unless you have anything else to say.
No, I was just going to say that that whole scene leading up to the head hit part, there's like such a sense of urgency. And then that just like is where it's like, oh no, that was really bad. Like it just seals the deal.
It's so, I get so jazzed talking about it. But end spoilers here. And this is where Matt and I will just say, please go watch Parasite.
Go watch
it. It's not Gone with the Wind, but.
What about Sunset Boulevard? What the hell was that? It's fucking, go watch it though. It's a great movie.
Every time I watch it.
Apologies. I couldn't hear what you said.
You're not part of this.
I said Parasite was a good movie. She's got nothing.
Oh, now she's just like, oh. What if she said, what the hell is that? What about Gone with the Wind? What about Gone with the Wind?
That would have been beautiful.
Sunset Boulevard.
Oh, another movie that I want to recommend people to go watch that I saw in theaters like weeks ago, but I don't know. I forgot if I recommended it. The reason I got frazzled is because at first I was like, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. And I'm like, no, that's not the movie.
Portrait of a Woman on Fire?
Yes, The Portrait of the Woman on Fire.
I'm going to see it tonight.
It's so good.
I'm going to see it tonight.
I can't wait to hear your opinion. I think in terms what I want to give for you to kind of notice in the film to be like, oh, okay, is a little tidbit I want you to just kind of pay attention to is the use of score and how it can be used kind of surgically in a film.
Okay.
Because they use it specifically and there's not too much of it. It's not overbearing, but they use it specifically in the way scenes work out.
It's a French movie, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I got to listen to French all night.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It's good. it's a good movie.
No, I'm excited. I'm really excited.
It's good lesbian.
Do girls kiss?
You know?
Do girls kiss?
Yeah, they do. They do way more than kiss.
Bro, do they scissor? You want to spoil it?
I don't want to spoil it.
Oh, that means they scissor, dude. Fuck. Dude, what if I was just like every time like the like girls kiss in the movie, I'm in the theater, I'm just like, oh, fuck yeah.
They scissor in The Handmaiden.
Oh, oops, dude. I gotta go watch it now.
Have you seen The Handmaiden?
No, I haven't.
You should.
The Handmaiden's Tale or The Handmaiden?
The Handmaiden, the Korean film.
Fuck yeah, dude. Yeah. I love some scissoring, right, bro?
Yeah.
I got in trouble for searching that when I was in middle school. My mom found it. Dude, I cut my hand so bad this week in four different places on all going from my palm up to the middle of my middle finger. And they're evenly spaced slices. And it was from lifting a very heavy TV. And somehow, I guess my hand was sweaty and it just sliced into my hand like four times and it sucks.
Ooh.
It hurts so fucking bad. Look at that, dude. It hurts to grab things.
Ouch. Yeah, if you get a cut on your like palm or anywhere on your hand, you don't realize how.
I don't have calluses, so it's just.
Yeah. You have little baby LA hands, dude.
I got the hands of a soy boy.
You know? Do.
I've been drinking too much soy.
So do I.
I have very soft hands.
But I've lifted some boxes in my day.
I've lifted a box here and there, yeah.
I've had to grab a hold of some pallets and shuffle them around, you know?
Yeah, dude. I've had to lift boxes of sound foam. here and there around studios, and I got a very soft hands because I just do no manual labor.
I remember unloading the grocery truck at night at Food Lion. Nice. You always had those Thursday night trucks, man. They'd come in. Luckily, we weren't a busy store, so some stores would have to unload two trucks a week. We only had to do one.
God damn, bro. Two trucks a week?
Yeah. Not me. Not our Food Lion.
I remember unloading shit.
Maybe now.
At Chick-fil-A. And it would be like, they'd come at 4 a.m.
Yep. There was one where like, it was like, I had a test the next day, but I had to stay till 2 a.m.
They don't give a fuck if you have a project due the next morning. Nope. Like, Jobs are like, well, you should have planned better. It's like, bro.
I'm not in college. I'm in high school. Like, I need to do well to get into a decent college, which I did not. But then I cheated my way into. I didn't cheat.
You cheated?
No. I just sent in my grades from a technical college that were all A's back from when most of the classes were like freshman 101.
That's not
so
cheating.
They thought I was an all A's.
It's
student.
Just a...
Is.
Did you omit other... Like
you
later
can't omit.
Grades.
You can't omit.
No, but I mean, did you like not show them later grades?
I didn't have to.
Hey, then you didn't have to. Didn't even matter because you gave them money and didn't get a degree anyway. So.
Exactly. They got their fill.
They won. They won.
You know, the transaction only benefited them.
Yeah. Did you learn a lot in college? I learned so much. Dude.
No, I'm a stupid boy. I didn't pay attention that much. And I want to give myself the excuse. It's because it's like. Like Jake Paul gives himself, where he's like, you know, I was the smartest one in the class, but I just couldn't help but think, why am I not learning about taxes right now? Fair point, Jake Paul.
Fair point
but
made by literally a million people before.
It would be nice for you to learn algebra. Just a little bit of algebra, maybe some history, a little bit of English never hurt anyone either.
No, English is good. There are certain
basic math.
There's things
basic
that,
science,
basic math, basic like just
basic history,
basics. Yeah,
basics.
So I think basics. But then like, fucking, why am I in AP statistics? It's like, why? What am I gonna do with that? If unless I'm planning on going into a STEM field.
Makes you a better partier. You have more to conversate about and you can come off as smarter maybe.
So how about that correlation and causation, right? Like, can you grab me another Miller? Yeah, so the p-value of this one set of figures, it's like... I only got put in AP statistics because...
I'm wiping away tears, man.
Dude, I'm glad that made you crack up.
Yeah, it was good.
So I had this teacher in high school. I won't name her, but she was a bad teacher. And she...
Wasn't your mom a teacher?
Yes.
Was it her?
No, my mom didn't teach high school. My mom
is your mom a bad teacher?
My mom was a good teacher. I think she
might
be. How
do you know? If you never... are you biased?
No, my mom's told... I've called my mom out before. I'm like, Mom, come on. Because she'll tell me about sometimes like...
a kid will act up.
Yeah, she's strict. She, you know, she's a strict teacher, and I think
You'll
I feel
like, come
a bit of sympathy because I was a little troublemaker in school.
I know so you
like,
were. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, sometimes I kind of feel I'm like, oh, Mom, that was really detention
she's
for
like,
that.
Sorry. Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, she's 60 and she's had to put up with kids her whole life. She's probably just done. She's like, I don't get paid enough for this. You're going to detention. It's like, stop being an asshole.
Yeah.
But I had this teacher, kind of built like Mike Wazowski, and she was, she taught math.
Built like Mike Wazowski?
That's the best way I can describe it.
What do you mean by that?
You look at, picture Mike Wazowski.
And like, they didn't have a neck and like their shoulders and head kind of melded into
all
one.
I can,
and
like
they
the
had
best
long
way,
legs and long arms.
Best way I can describe it is just like a Mike Wazowski type.
We saw a woman that looked like
Dude,
Mike Wazowski.
Oh my God.
Once,
she was
built
like the Liberty Bell.
That's mean.
It is mean.
That's mean.
We were at a gas station in Nashville and there was a woman that we were
but,
like, wow.
But the reason why it's funny is not because it's like, it's her legitimate shape was that of a bell.
I've just never seen one so like spot on.
It's like,
and it's. I mean, I'm built like a fucking broken toothbrush. So
and that's hilarious. I laugh at how goofy you look.
Thanks, man. I laugh at how goofy you look too. But, no,
I'm big boy, baby.
I. Anyway, this teacher, she had a lot of controversies and stuff, and I had her one year. And I probably had a C minus in her class, and it was the day where they're deciding like what math class we're going to be put in next year. So I sit down, and she's like, Matthew,
your grades are not the best, but I like your moxie. I'm going to put you in AP statistics.
I like the fact that you're white. You know, if there was a black student who was a C-minus student, I might just refer him back to Algebra 1.
He might actually have to take the class again.
Maybe pre-algebra.
Pre-algebra. But Matthew, you're going to AP statistics.
Your milky white skin, something tells me a C, he can do better.
Oh, and I remember we had an entire... Yeah, but she put me in AP statistics, which I bombed at so bad because I was not ready for that. I wasn't even ready for the class I was in with her. So I'm like, I was like, thank you. She actually ended up getting fired. And actually the police had to come escort her out because she kept coming to school and like coming to her job to teach. And the police came to the classroom one day during class and took her out.
Jesus.
And that was the end of that.
Then you never saw her again?
Nope.
Why? What did she do?
Like, she just got fired. And she's like, no, I'm still going to come teach or something like
that.
You
remember being in the class when she got...
I wasn't. I just heard about it. It was big. I had friends that were in the class. Damn. It was like a big thing around the school that day.
Yeah.
But I hope she's doing well wherever she is. But I remember we had a whole lesson, like a whole semester where we didn't learn any math. We just built Native American flutes. She's like, music's math. Think about music waves. So she had this guy come in, this like
one
buff Native American guy.
We just watch numbers.
she did the same thing. She'd make us watch.
It was that crime show where they solved crimes using math.
Oh, it was one of those shows, like Bones.
Sure, wasn't
or some
numbers.
Shit. It might have been numbers, man. she would just be like,
she was a young teacher and flirted with like the elderly, like not elderly, but the older male students.
The elderly students.
No, but it's, I guess not flirted. Maybe I was jealous, but she. She took a certain liking to a certain type of student, if you catch my drift. Mm. Like all the popular kids somehow aligned with being on good terms with her, and all the quiet students she felt annoyed with a lot.
I think she was seeking validation from those popular students because maybe she wasn't popular in high school. Now she's in this position, so she's like...
She got fired pretty quick.
Hmm.
Maybe there's something there. I don't know why, but she got fired.
My school had some... There was a teacher that was banging a student for 6 months straight in the school, actually.
Really?
And they found out because I think one of the girl's friends found a love letter she had written to the teacher and then gave it to the parents. And he went to jail. Also, it was apparently not his first time doing
There's
this.
A lot of like
She was
16,
he was 40.
And I bet you every school has a story of a teacher being inappropriate with a student. Every single fucking school.
Yeah, there's not enough. I don't think there's enough monitoring that goes on in schools because think about it.
Eventually, you're gonna get one fucking creep.
Yeah, because you hire all these adults with really no background, and honestly, at the end of the day, you can't even background screen some of these people if it's like if they have no history of this or anything. But then they're in this environment.
A lot of the reasons people don't have a history of it is because people will just help cover it up. Like adults will be like. A lot of the times you'll find that a wife, if they know about a husband's acts, will kind of try to protect the husband because they're also in some sort of denial and it's, you know, there's, or they're just bad.
And it's also
too.
Bad press for like a school district. So they'll try to cover a lot of things up.
I mean, just think about what they've done with church, like religion and the Catholic Church.
Oh, yeah. Like, the way they
talk about
cover up pedophilia, it's unbelievable.
Ooga.
Is that the sound of the Pope?
That's the sound of a pope walking into to a Catholic boarding school.
Whoa!
I'm just was the pope ever was any pope ever discovered? No, the popes helped hide that shit.
Yeah,
do you think the popes were ever in on it?
Yeah, probably.
Bring me your best.
I mean,
child.
They're the head of the church. I imagine that they. I
bet you the Pope has like a Postmates for that kind of shit.
Because here's the thing. It's not...
Gore and like, be like, is like extra condiments and
shit.
Bring
me 12.
Bring me 12 young.
12 of 12.
12 young. Extra condiments.
Because the thing
I'll take some Hershey's chocolate syrup.
Oh, Jesus. Well, the thing is, it's like, it's been going on in the Catholic Church for so long. And it's not like this just flew under the radar of the leader of the...
Oops!
Wait, you guys were doing what this whole time?
It's like, oh, sorry, Pope. But they're all talking in unison, so it's like a full crowd.
Sorry,
oh,
Pope.
Sorry, Pope.
Oh, you guys. Womp, womp, womp. That's the new Pope sitcom coming to NBC fall.
Pope says the N-word controversy live on stage during stand-up.
What if the Pope... What would the Pope be dis-poped if he said the N-word?
What does it take to have to be unpoked?
No, because that means Jesus technically said it, because he speaks God's word, right?
Was he speaking God's word when he slapped that Asian woman? Remember when she like grabbed him and was like,
yeah.
That was pretty funny. Was that God? Was that Jesus? Like, stop it.
That's God smiting that woman down, dude.
Yeah, now she's going to
die. God has smited back in the day.
God's
been through some smiting motherfucking like ritualistic bullshit.
God really enjoyed smiting at one point. I mean, he still does.
There was a point where even he was just kind of like, kill your son, maybe.
Hey, maybe kill your son, maybe.
Cut his penis.
Cut his penis, but don't kill him. Kill one of your livestock instead. R.I.P.
Why aren't we sacrificing livestock anymore?
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
What was the purpose of sacrificing livestock back in those days? Was it supposed to be like
to prove that you love God?
So it's like the I'm taking the life of this creature and giving you its blood.
You are worth so much that we, well, think about it. Like, there's a lot in terms of sacrifice and religion. Like the whole,
a lot of religions do it. Yeah,
the Jewish faith not so much, but the Christian religion, yes. And in
the
Muslim religion,
they sacrifice their Saturdays, Ryan. So,
okay.
I think that, a lot of like old religion, even like Aztec stuff, you know, like that has nothing to do with Abrahamic religions. They,
well, it's still crazy that it melds perfectly into today's shit. Well, it's so old, but like when you think of like, oh, the Aztecs, they used to sacrifice shit. And it's like in our text, people sacrifice shit or were almost made to. No, the Son of God was sacrificed on a cross
for everyone.
So it's like, I don't know. I mean, when there's that type of imagery going on, I mean, it's not too far off from the like Aztec like beheading, taking out the heart while it's still beating bullshit. It may seem gory, but like putting up a dude up on a cross, nailing a dude to a cross and sticking him up there to dehydrate as fuck.
Piercing his liver too with a thing.
Oh, he was filled with water at that point.
Also, the
he's dead.
I don't remember.
That was just to prove he was dead.
Is that why they did that?
Yeah. They stuck him, and then the water came out or something like that.
Ew, I don't like thinking about that.
Ew, icky.
And then I don't remember it was one of those old Central or South American ones where they would do that sacrifice where they would really steep steps that were really high, and they would kick the person down them.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Right? Or they'd behead them and then kick them down.
And then head would roll down.
The head would roll down, yeah. And they'd have a big, at the top, they'd have a big boiling vat of blood or some shit.
I don't know, dude. Mel Gibson made a movie about it.
Apocalypto?
Yeah. I haven't seen it.
I've seen part of it.
Is it good?
I don't remember.
It's Mel Gibson.
I remember watching Mel Gibson actually plays the lead.
No, he doesn't.
I was fucking, I watched part of it with my dad. And then I went upstairs.
Oh, sorry, I'm just thinking about what's that movie? It's Daniel Day-Lewis playing like a white dude that's really good because the Native Americans taught him like their ways.
Oh, I know what movie you're talking about.
What is that movie? The daft fool went out and like legitimately hunted and lived off of the land to get in character. And it's just like, you're just crazy, but you act well. So thank you.
Yeah. That's the thing about method acting is sometimes it's like, okay, I respect it.
Isn't the talent of acting acting? I know that's the usual thing. But there is something cool that it does add a layer. It makes you feel like it adds a layer to their performance, right?
Right, absolutely.
Like when Leonardo DiCaprio ate that bullshit, whatever he ate in The Revenant.
Like a testicle?
No, the bison, not bull. The buffalo heart or whatever. It's like, that's cool. It's like, oh, he's actually eating a heart. I guess. Cool.
Yeah, it's like that's I
it's like a cool story, but like does it make the film better?
I think that was the sacrifice that he made for getting an Oscar. He's like, I'll eat the heart of this animal god. That's my sacrifice. See, he was just doing the same thing they did back in the day. Yeah. He told the Lord, he said, I will eat the heart of a bison.
Wasn't it for The Revenant?
Yeah, it was for The Revenant.
Okay.
Surprising. I haven't seen The Revenant.
It's good.
But surprising of all his movies, that's
I think
one.
You'd like The Revenant.
I probably would.
It's just that classic motto-y motto.
Man and man on man?
Man and man.
Oh. For some reason I was like, oh, man
is,
on man.
He's and my man.
I thought you said mono on mono.
No, mono-y mono.
Yeah, man. Mono on mono, right?
Mono and mono.
As soon as I said man on man, my mind started racing with just sexual thoughts, and now I'm distracted. Well, how far are we?
I don't know. You think I can read?
One second.
I do have perfect vision, but, you know.
22.
Wow, only 32
only
minutes.
Only 32.
Huh. Nice.
I didn't spill it, though. Unlike someone who the last two podcast episodes has spilled a drink on the carpet of the podcast room. Like I say for yourself. Got nothing to say for yourself? Shaking his head. The listeners can't see that, but don't do that fucking face at me, dude. He's doing the I can hear it in my head. You're not making the sound, but I can hear the Yeah, y'all know the you shut your eyes and you get that little smug smile and you stick your chin up and go
Yeah.
What are you doing right now, man?
I was Oh, it looks so goofy.
Imagine like a fucking CEO doing that in like a board meeting. Like,
Squire, that's what I
picture.
Yeah, it's like
that type
I
of shit.
Picture like King Joffrey from Game of Thrones.
Squire.
You're boring me. Bring me spaghetti of meatball, please.
Spaghetti of meatball.
Bring me cream.
Cream of spaghetti, please.
Georgia Ann, be a doll, fetch that jar of cream from the top shelf for me.
You know, I always say the secret to making a good spaghetti is slapping a good old cup of cream on it.
That might not be bad, actually.
What?
Not a cup of cream. Like, not like a whole, like I'm not talking about pouring it over the spaghetti. But I'm talking about maybe like a little bit of cream and spaghetti sauce would be good.
I think you put some sour cream in some spaghetti, that would be good.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah.
You're fucking with me. I can tell
that I'm sure.
You were like, Go try it.
I feel like that would taste good.
Sour cream and spaghetti.
You mix it in a little bit of spaghetti. Yeah. No, okay, wait. Cream cheese. Sorry, not sour cream. Cream cheese.
You're still not getting it for me. That didn't make it any better.
Come on, a little bit better. A little bit better than sour.
Come on. Just try it, please. You're like pitching this to me with like.
Dude, it's
everything.
Probably really good. Sour, like, not sour cream. Cream cheese is the secret ingredient to making a lot of foods delicious.
Come on, man, just try it. Please, for me.
Put some cream cheese in spaghetti. You won't regret it. I promise.
You won't regret it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Cream cheese and spaghetti. You won't regret it.
That's good.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
See, now this is gonna blow up because people are gonna start putting millennials are putting cream cheese in their spaghetti, and no one know. Millennials listen to one podcast and now they're putting cream cheese in their spaghetti. Here's why. And then the tagline would be like, "You won't regret it." See, I'm doing your job for you, BuzzFeed. Very, 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 very easy.
Is BuzzFeed is BuzzFeed the same as it was? Are they still like top five farts?
Well,
that have existed in ever.
As an avid daily user of BuzzFeed, I think that they're about the same. No, I don't remember the last time I saw a BuzzFeed article. Honestly, I think they've. Let's see.
Are they recommended too often anymore on YouTube?
Let me see.
Some go down.
No, they aren't. Or maybe we just our YouTube recommendations are so specific now that they're like, oh, they've never clicked a BuzzFeed video. They're not gonna you know, really watch this. So we're just gonna stop recommending it to them. Let's look at BuzzFeed stocks. Let's see how they're doing. Does BuzzFeed have no? Oh, BuzzFeed does have stocks. Let's see how they're doing, bro. No, wait, never mind. BuzzFeed does not have stocks, do they? No, I guess not. Damn, bro. I want to join BuzzFeed though. I want to be like a lead writer for BuzzFeed. So BuzzFeed, if you're hiring, pull me out of this hellhole of super mega. Snatch me up, and let me write some articles for you guys because I can write real good BuzzFeed articles. That's the name of this episode.
It will be.
It's HM.
I will.
It's going to be a new thing we're going to start doing to each other. And it's just going to boil my blood, dude. That's what Chris Chan does. But it's like on the phone. Every time they're stressed, it's like. I have a friend that does that too.
I know that friend. What?
Nothing. You wouldn't get it.
Like the Joker.
It's kind of cold tonight.
Man up. That's fine.
Is it getting warm in this bar?
No, it feels perfect.
Just, I miss hearing that. Just in the other room, just like.
Shit. Yeah, fuck.
What's up, man?
Nothing. Just nothing. Don't worry about it.
Because it's like when you make this, it's like you want someone to ask.
You wouldn't get it.
You want someone to ask.
That's that. I love that one.
You wouldn't get it.
That's fucking Arthur from the Joker. And now back to Arthur. Bro, I used to fuck with Arthur so hard.
Murray. Listen here, Murray.
Dude, did you ever watch Arthur?
What do you get?
It's so stupid.
I know.
It's such a stupid movie.
It really is such a stupid fucking movie.
But it's well acted.
It's well acted, yeah, absolutely.
You're my dad.
Did you see Arthur ever? Not the movie. Not the
TV show?
The TV show.
Arthur the Aardvark? Yes, of course I've seen it. Have you seen the new 3D show?
I'm sorry. What's with the tone with that?
Because we've talked about Arthur so much.
I don't remember ever talking about Arthur.
You never. Delobeast could make a super mega talks about Arthur compilation.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever brought up Arthur.
Are you kidding me?
I am not.
Are you kidding me?
I don't think I've ever brought up Arthur.
That's bullshit. You've even done the same now back to Arthur joke before.
That's not bringing up Arthur. That's cool.
We've talked about Arthur before.
What have
we've
talked about?
You've been like, I'm sure there. It's one of those times where you're like, for some reason, I remember an episode of Arthur where his sister spreads, a virus and then butt fucks Arthur. I don't know. You just come.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that episode, yeah. Where DW spreads a virus and butt fucks Arthur.
We've talked about Arthur before.
When I was like four, I had a dream.
And that's another big topic. You talk about dreams a lot because you have a lot of goofy dreams.
I don't know if I talk about this one. This one does have to do with Arthur though. I was at like an attic in an old Victorian house, and then DW walked in, and I pissed my pants, and I woke up, and I had wet the bed. I was like a 4 years old. This wasn't like recently.
Was she scary? Was she
no?
Big?
It just happened.
Was she little?
I'm sure Freud could dissect the shit out of that, but like I don't know, you know.
You know what's going on.
Yeah. My dreams have been weird lately. Stop kissing the microphone, dude.
Sorry.
So there's just sensual kisses too. And now back to Arthur.
Hey.
Tell me something I've talked about Arthur before if I've talked about
Why
Arthur.
Why would I
so
fucking know
mad.
Like
see, exactly. You're making
I'm not making it up. We've talked about Arthur before. Multiple times, I'm sure. Yes, 100%.
You just yelled like John Goodman. Like, just that, like the same tone. Did you say there's a 3D Arthur?
Yeah, it's gross and disgusting.
Oh, why would they
look
do
it up?
That?
It's bad. Look up. It's the new Arthur. It's what Arthur is now.
Oh, wait, let me see this. Arthur. I remember, because remember in between episodes, they would do that thing where they'd go to like an elementary school or a middle school and everyone would like, they'd interview kids and stuff. I remember like, I dreamt that would happen to my school. Arthur. I'm trying to find the new Arthur.
Me too.
So I remember Mr. Ratburn got married. Mr. Ratburn's gay wedding. That was a big thing.
Oh, this is, sorry, this is Arthur's Missing, it was a movie, I guess not the new show, but still.
Ew, that is ugly.
It's 3D Arthur.
That looks horrible. Oh, dude, Arthur has a Ninja Sex Party poster in his room. Dude, that is disgustingly gross, that animation. Like,
right?
What's their budget, $25 on this one? That's horrifying.
Oh, come on. People worked hard.
I rest my case.
He just showed me a frame of the movie. Are you sure that's not just someone's rendering of DW in a chair?
No, I'm sorry, it is. It's a 3D model collection.
That's what I thought. You're not watching what I'm watching, which is Arthur cartoon, Arthur and Pals the movie.
Dude, it's not, Ryan, how far off is it? Yeah, I know, I'm not, I still rest my case. It's not. Ooh. Yo, Francine's finding something. She's running.
There's Arthur.
There's Arthur, yeah. He's talking to some youngins. Why is Arthur talking to children?
Why would you still keep the same muted color palette in a 3D animation?
To show the kind of bleakfulness of Arthur's life.
Because, like, you know how the old show, I'm not saying, like, it's not colorful, but just because of back then, like, when you watch it on an old TV, it's not, my memories of Arthur aren't of, like, vivid color. It's very kind of, you know, watching it on a tube television type vibe.
Yeah.
And so when I see this and they still have kind of the colors feel somewhat muted, it's like, no, just make it more colorful. Up the shading on that shit too. Come on.
I know. I'm already decked that little bitch DW in the jaw and clocked her right in the face. I'm not, you remember that episode.
Wait, what? Yes. Okay.
Yeah. I wasn't making a hypothetical. Like,
yes.
He's like, I told you not to touch it. And then he just punches her in the face.
Yeah, we have talked about Arthur because I remember we talked about this specific episode before.
Well, history repeats itself. Here we are again talking about Arthur punching his sister in the face. She deserved it, though. She really did. She had it coming. She was being a bitch.
Didn't she break his toy or some shit?
She threw his... Okay, so he was working on like a model airplane that was like real... It was like Arthur's like pride and pleasure.
Of course. This is Arthur we're talking about. Arthur.
Yeah. He's a little, and he tells DW, don't touch this. This is my model plane. Don't touch it. It doesn't actually fly. It's just a model. And what does DW's dumbass do? Goes in his room and not only touches it, throws it out the fucking second story window. So it's smashed into a bunch of pieces. And then she comes up to Arthur with the smug ass, like, ooh, your toy broke. And Arthur was already having a shit day. You know what? So I don't blame him for doing what he did. He acted out. Yes, it was wrong. But DW had to learn sometime. Like we're talking about earlier in the podcast, kids got to learn sometimes.
Yeah.
Perfect example of that. Arthur clocked her right in the jaw, taught her a lesson. There you go.
Good.
One of my favorite YouTube poops is from that episode, actually.
I think my favorite episode. You remember the bully? Hey, Arthur.
Yes, and he decks Arthur.
Isn't that what he sounded like?
Binky.
Yeah, Binky. He's like, eh.
I just, Arthur walks up with a pencil and he's like, hey, Binky, you forgot your pencil. And then Binky just decks him in the face.
I was talking about the episode where he's like, hey, Arthur, your dad's a bit light in the loafers. And then Arthur's like, what? And then he goes home and like talks to his dad. It's like the big like anti-homophobia episode.
Is that real?
Yeah.
You're fucking with me. The little pause right there. I was like,
hey, Arthur, your dad's a friend of Dorothy.
What? Yep, Arthur, I'm gay. Good shit right there, man. That was a good Binky laugh.
Thanks. Steven Crowder used to voice Binky.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
I know Steven Crowder did something with Arthur, but he didn't voice Binky.
He voiced Binky.
He might have voiced Binky. He might have, or he did.
I don't think he voiced Binky. Maybe he did voice Binky. You don't know.
It's loading right now, man. Service is a little low right now. Okay, Steven Crowder.
Who'd he voice?
Arthur intro, louder with Crowder version. No, dude, he was in the shitty fucking movie we were talking about.
Wait, really?
The shitty 3D one.
Who'd he play? Who'd he play?
I have to go on the wiki. After Pal escapes from his house, Arthur enlists the aid of his friends to help find his missing dog. Okay, let me see who Steven Crowder played. Is this from 2006? Okay, I take it back. It's allowed to look that shitty because it's 2006. I thought that it was like recent, and I was like, wow, that doesn't look good. Okay, let me go down. Steven Crowder.
Does he play his dad?
No way.
Arthur.
Now, Arthur, there's only two genders.
Wait, Alan the Aardvark?
I think he plays his dad.
No way. I gotta go listen to his dad.
I gotta go on Steven Crowder's IMDb now.
Arthur dad. No, I'm just gonna type in Alan Aardvark.
Well, there's a great scene where Arthur's dad sits down Arthur to tell him there's only two genders.
All right. Is his name not Alan Aardvark?
Maybe he plays his weird uncle. No, he played Alan. Okay, and in the TV show, he did too. He played Alan, the Brains. Oh, wait, remember there was that character, the Brain?
He played the Brain?
The Brains or whatever?
Arthur the Brains.
Let me show you.
Arthur.
He's a third grade student, Mr. Brain. He played this kid!
I have no one to practice with.
That's Steven Crowder!
That's Steven Crowder!
What the fuck? Oh, dude, what the hell?
So I'm listening to...
I've played a game or two in my...
So, wait a second.
In fact,
hold on.
In high school, I was...
Oh, shut up. Hurry up and get to Crowder.
That's great. I need all the good players I can get.
That's Steven?
That's Steven,
That's
yeah.
Little Steven?
That's Little Steven. That's Little Steve. I mean, that might be a newer episode with a newer voice actor, but at least in 2000, 2001, he voiced the Brain. Voiced the Brains.
I want to see an old clip of the Brains because that's...
Yo, I got some old clips of some Brain.
Yeah, I know you do.
Get it?
Yeah. You getting some Brain?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, this will be his voice, actually. Hold on. I gotta wait for the Brains to pop up. Hold up. Oh, here it is.
Because amusement parks are puerile diversions only befitting unfledged tots.
That's Steven, bro. That's Little Steven. That's tiny little Steven, man. In the flesh.
Anyways, so Arthur.
And now, back to Super Mega Cast.
Yeah.
No more Arthur talk.
Da-down-down.
Sick of him.
Da-down-down.
Da-da-da. That's Reading Rainbow, dude. That's not even Arthur.
Yeah, whatever. It's dude. Still the same
vibe. Yo, but you remember how
vibe?
Remember how he would, he'd sit in the circle and then he'd fall?
That's yes, not... yes.
Woo!
Yep.
Good shit, man.
DW.
I fucking hate DW. Something about her. I hate everything about her.
Really?
It just pisses me off, man.
Yeah, I never really liked her too much either.
She's snide. She's conniving. She's smug.
You know, back in the day, I actually did not like Megan from Drake and Josh.
I was going to say from Family Guy.
It took iCarly to bring me around to like Megan because I liked Miranda Cosgrove and I was like, you know what? Megan's kind of funny. She's goofing on Drake.
She's goofing on some boobs.
Yeah, she's goofing on just a couple of boobs.
And here's the thing, actually. Megan and DW both have that
they do
type of aura about them, right?
Yep. What's Miranda up to these days?
Cosgrove?
Be on an episode of Drunk Drawing, Miranda Cosgrove.
Yo, Miranda Cosgrove wants to come be on anything with us. I would, I'd freak out. That'd be so cool.
Come on an episode, play some Minecraft with us, Miranda Cosgrove. Dude, just like a one-off of us playing Minecraft with Miranda Cosgrove.
She's not even playing. She's just sitting there with us.
Internet,
like,
do your thing.
We're about to break the internet. Two Let's Players just broke the internet by playing Minecraft with an old iCarly star. What is she? I mean, she's probably just enjoying retirement and shit now, right?
Retirement? She's like 20, what?
Yeah, but if you're a child star.
Is she our age, 25, 26?
No, she's older.
She's older?
Dude, the thing
older?
Is.
Older? She's older?
She's like.
She's 28?
You're able
29?
You're able to.
She's near her 30s?
You're able to retire if you're like a child star, you know? Like let's see. My Randa. Dude, I used to listen to her.
She's 26 years old.
She's 26?
Yeah. She's.
I guess the age difference when I was younger.
She's just a year older than me.
When I was younger, I used to fall asleep listening to her music and imagining she was asking me out on a date. Let's see. She's 26. Yeah, you're right. She's got a birthday coming up. Wait, why did Miranda Cosgrove disappear? She alleges Sony Music axed her from their books following the accident, which left her confined to a wheelchair for months.
Freddie today just looks like he put on like the age app when he was younger and just added stubble.
Oh, what was that guy's name?
His something Kress.
Nathan Kress. He's a huge Christian. And
is he?
Yeah, he's a huge Christian.
He looks like a huge Christian. He gives off. He has a kid.
Yeah, he got married in 2015. Jeanette McCurdy.
There's something where it's like you see him and then you see his face and it's like, what? It doesn't make sense, right?
He still looks like he's
could star in iCarly.
He could still star in iCarly the exact same.
I think he's guested on the episode.
Dude, I have such a crush on Jeanette McCurdy. And that one time I got in that Uber with her by pure luck.
Did she talk at all?
She did. I told you we talked.
Wait, you talked to her?
Yeah.
I didn't know. Wait, about what?
I never acknowledged that I knew who she was, but
she was just like, hey, yeah.
No. She started the conversation. She was in the back seat and I was up front and it was really weird. And the Uber driver had no idea where he was going. So she started asking me if I knew where like a certain location was. And I was like, yeah. I've been there. And then we started talking.
Did you turn around and like you looked and all of a sudden like you looked back and all of a sudden your heart was like, I know who that is. Oh my
God. I know who it is because I just thought it was weird. And then
how'd you know who it was?
Because I saw her in the rearview mirror when I was sitting up front. And I was like,
and then you like did a double check.
I was like, whoa. And then I looked at the Uber driver's phone, which he had on his dashboard, and it said current rider Jeanette. And I was like, oh my God. Holy shit.
And so she was doing carpool. No.
My Uber driver just fucked up and picked me up before he dropped her off. And actually, he picked me up where he was supposed to drop her off and then drove us around for about 10 minutes just around the area, going up on curbs, going into parking lots. It was wild. He had no idea what he was doing.
So you just got to spend... I remember that. You spent a good time with
the
Jeanette
Lord
McCurdy.
Just put me in a car with Jeanette McCurdy for about 10 minutes for absolutely no reason.
Lucky man.
Yeah. She was going to, a casting thing. She has 7.4 million followers on Instagram?
Yeah, she's still big, man.
What?
The only really luck I've run into was seeing Aaron Paul at an Aurora concert.
I saw Aaron Hansen at an Aurora concert.
You saw Aaron Paul?
Yeah, that's right.
And then I saw the guy from Game of Thrones who plays oh my God. I'm already forgetting just because I'm done with that show and it's like it disappointed me. So like my brain's like, just forget everything about it.
It hurts. You just have to like.
Lord Handsome.
I forgot you took a picture with Aaron Paul.
Yeah.
With Brent.
I know.
Brent
asked for the picture, and I was like, no, let's not. And then he was like, oh, come on. Come on, man. Hey, come on. Take the picture. But Aaron Paul was super, super nice.
That's what I've heard. I heard he's a really sweet individual, especially to fans.
Yeah.
We love taking pictures, too. So if you guys ever see us in public, feel free to come on up and ask for a picture. It never bothers us.
Unless we're masturbating.
Yeah, if we're masturbating in public, leave us alone. Don't talk to us. But if we're not masturbating in public, please feel free to come up and take a picture.
Thank you.
But yeah, man, have I seen any recent celebrities out in public?
I'm trying to think of the last one I saw. I haven't seen one in a while.
Harrison saw like three this week.
Oh, he says he sees.
He saw Elijah Wood. Carson vouched for that one. He saw Elijah Wood. He saw Paul Dano last night at a restaurant. And he saw the lead singer from Deaf Haven or whatever it's
called. Well, he does just go out and just get coffee.
That's the thing. Harrison is always going out to a bunch of hip areas in LA. So I'm surprised. Like, I'm not surprised. But he just has this good look. They saw Childish Gambino the other day. They saw Donald Glover.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wasn't at a coffee shop, though, that they know that he frequents, though?
Mm-mm. It was somewhere else. Near the area, though. So now, but certain celebrities he's seen multiple times, like Natalie Portman in certain areas. It's like, oh, I bet they live in this area.
Mm-hmm.
Finna dox Natalie Portman. She put a bunch of stuff on her face so you couldn't tell it was her, but it was
really? What stuff?
She just like wrapped her head up in like a scarf and a bunch of stuff like that.
Really?
Definitely Natalie
Did it look
Portman,
like she was like wearing a shawl or something?
No, just like a little like.
Oh. Like back in the olden days.
Yeah, I saw Julian
like
Casablancas
old Hollywood.
Once. I was finding on the phone with my dad.
You saw Jennifer Hudson?
Julian Casablancas.
Oh, okay.
The singer from The Strokes.
Don't know who that is.
He's in the Lonely Island song, A Jukebox Can Save the World.
Oh, okay.
That guy. I walked past him and his son on the sidewalk while I was in a fight with my dad on the phone. So it's my interaction with him.
Okay.
And you saw William H. Macy.
Yes, at the Arclight. I also saw Danny DeVito at the Arclight. Only like the top of his head, though.
He's short.
Everyone surrounding him was just, I couldn't see him because he was that short. Like, but definitely him. He rushed to the elevator.
Oh, I
remember the last celebrity I saw. Oh, what's his name? He's, he was in your, like one of your favorite Full Metal Jacket, I think. I saw him at Universal.
The guy that plays Joker?
Is no. Joker the guy that goes... No. The guy that goes, like, batshit insane.
The guy that...
Yeah.
You saw him?
Yeah.
Really?
Because he's also in other stuff. He was, like, in Daredevil series.
You saw him?
Yeah. What's his name? Starts with a V or ends with a V?
It's Vince something. Dude, I didn't know that you saw him.
Yeah, I saw him at Universal. I think he was with his son or something.
That's awesome.
It's, Vincent D'Onofrio.
Fuck, man. That's fucking sick. I had no idea you saw him.
And it was confirmed because the people on the guide, I was like, I think I just saw this person. And I was like,
Was he shooting something?
I went with Aaron and Susie. So, you know, we got the VIP treatment. You know, because, you know, when in Rome. And one of the guides there was like, assured me, he's like, I'm like, that could have not been him. He's like, no, I mean, he's on the list. So I'm like, oh, okay.
So was it when
they brought us where you go and eat at this like kind of buffet area, and him and his son were just grabbing food.
Man, I remember.
It is crazy though, seeing these people just, because you see them as these characters, as these iconic kind of characters, and all of a sudden they're just kind of like eating at a buffet with like shitty cups with water and shit.
Yeah,
we're all human.
We're all human. Yeah, the same as
at least Vincent D'Onofrio is human. Maybe people like Brad Pitt not so human.
Yeah, you wouldn't see them there probably. But Vincent D'Onofrio, it's like he can, you know, he'll drink out of a paper cup. And I remember the days when we would get to go on free Disney backlot tours with PewDiePie and Markiplier and Jacksepticeye.
Yeah.
Lord Minion 777.
Yeah, remember? All of them.
We'd get to go on that shit. They let us ride the rides as many times as we want. We could skip the line. We got that YouTuber treatment. Not us. I mean, we just tagged along, so yes. We got it too, but it was all for PewDiePie.
We were always the kind of posse. We were a part of the posse. We were never, ever...
really know if we've been part of the posse. I think we were just part of the posse
because we're part of the hype men, you know, people, you know like an old greaser, you know, you have the head guys and all of a sudden you kind of have the guys just snapping in the background.
We were the guys snapping in the background. Yeah, exactly. Oh man, I haven't been to Disney in a while. I just like,
neither have I just don't like just, the vibe. Universal gets empty, so you can just go and walk around sometimes, but Disney I feel like is always busy.
And you go to Disney.
Or maybe there's downtime. Who knows?
You see everything at Disney once, twice. You go, and then it's just like,
but apparently, I missed out. I should have gone to Disney a certain day. I should have gone to Disney the day after the Oscars.
Why? Because
apparently Aurora was there just walking around.
You could have fangirled. You could have ran up and, like, you and Brent could have gone.
I would have 100% gone up to her and be like, hey, I know, but I love your music and I would love to get a picture. Like, Aurora is like number one. I just find her so great in terms of like who I just like.
Let's get her on the podcast.
With artists. No, she'd never.
How do you know?
Never, ever. Because I honestly don't feel like we stand in line with her morals, I guess.
Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you. I just got a notification on
my
phone.
I'm not meaning to put her on a higher pedestal, but I just feel like.
She's more professional than us?
Not more professional. She's just. More about like all inclusivity and love and shit, and
we're not.
We don't really put off that vibe. If you catch my drift,
but we do believe in it.
We do believe in it. Yes.
I just got a notification from my Stinky Feet app that says, "Come back, Daddy needs help with his stinky feet." I installed.
What is the Stinky Feet app?
So I saw like an Instagram post for this fucking app called Stinky Feet. It's this, Ryan. Look. And it's like a children's game called Stinky. Look, ew, stinkiest feet ever. And it's like a pool party. It's like that type of graphics. And basically, there's literally like five ads on screen right now. But you play as a girl who's about to have a pool party, and you have to deck out your
party.
Does
she have stinky feet?
No, her daddy has stinky feet.
Her daddy?
You have to go clean daddy's.
Did she say daddy?
Yes. You have to go clean daddy. Oh, hold on. I have to
go clean daddy's feet.
Daddy's stinky feet. So it doesn't, it's because his stinky feet are ruining the party. So you have to go clean his stinky feet.
Come on.
It's a real fucking app and I need to get it off my phone because now I'm sure China's watching me. And on top of that, it gives me these fucking notifications. So like, I remember I handed someone my phone to look at something once, right when one popped down. And it's like, come help daddy clean his stinky feet to have the best pool party ever. And they're like, what is stinky feet? And I was like, I downloaded that as a joke. I'm gonna delete it right now. Delete stinky feet. Delete. Yeah.
Did you just delete?
I deleted Stinky Feet.
Stinky Feet. That's unfortunate.
I feel like it's there's something fucked there. Like it feels very wrong. Like anything like those games just feel super like you know what I'm saying? Like there's something hidden there.
I know, right. I know what you're saying.
Like those YouTube channels.
I gotta clean daddy's stinky feet before the big party.
And you play as a young girl. It's weird.
We need to train them to love washing our stinky feet.
It's a conspiracy. we're gonna raise the youth to love cleaning our stinky feet when we're older.
The elite in America are raising youth to love stinky feet using an app.
Just can't get enough of those stinky feet.
It's Pavlovian.
Yeah, it is. It really is. Every time you smell those stinky feet, you're going to want to click the app, give them some ad revenue. It's beautiful. Smart. We should make a super mega stinky feet app. You want to do a foot photo shoot for Patreon?
Can we do a stinky boys app? You got to clean the stinky boys. And it's like a Tamagotchi type game where you have to take care of us.
You got to clean our gooches and...
But like, we'll make it funny and like, we'll have the character animation like... It'll censor out stuff and you like have to wash the gooch and then the stink will go away and then you can feed us and then we can get like fat or we can get like really skinny. I think that would be a fun kind of little easy button masher type thing.
Ooh. I mean, we got to dip our toes into some game development.
Yeah.
We got a lot of good ideas. We've had a lot of good ideas, you know? I just want to make a fun little free game, throw it to people, let people play with it and goof around with it. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah, man.
Fuck yeah, man.
Yeah. Well, I'm done.
Yeah, I'm about done too. Bring in the music. Bring it in.
I'll see you. I'll see you next episode of the podcast, I guess, ladies and gentlemen.
I guess you will. Yeah, and what about it?
Okay, bye.
Yep, bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.